Well, there is one more piece of news this week that we've all just discovered, and that is Red Sox knuckleballer Tim Wakefield is retiring. In a little over an hour from now, the beloved pitcher will make a formal announcement from spring training in Florida. And Red Sox fans, including commentator Jeremy Bernfeld, say the Sox are losing a class act.
Growing up in Boston, there are always a few constants. The sun rises in the east, you'll hit traffic on 93, and Tim Wakefield pitches for the Sox. But now, only two of those are still true. Wakefield the lifer has seen it all from the Sox bench, and I've seen him all my life on Nesson. Any Bostonian who remembers the 90s knows Wake has seen his fair share of mediocre baseball. Wake's seen stars like Manny Ramirez and Nomar Garcia-Para rise, and he's seen them fall. He's seen tragedy. He was on the mound that night in 2003 when the Red Sox saw their World Series shot disappear. And he was right there with the team the next year when the Red Sox won it all, and again in 2007. Champions. But that's Wake. He was there. In fact, that's really his claim to fame, the pitcher who was always there. He won an impressive 200 games. Impressive, really, because he's not all that good a pitcher. He mastered a tough skill, throwing the knuckleball, a kind of pitch that baffles batters more than beats them. But he did it well, and he did it forever. For me, quite literally. I was 8 years old when Wake first took the mound in Boston in 1995. He walks off in 2012, just 6 wins shy of the Red Sox team record for wins by a pitcher, when I'm 25. Of course, life will go on. Tomorrow, the sun will still rise over Boston Harbor. Cars will still be backed up at the Braintree Split, even though a little piece of my childhood just floated away. He's no superstar. He's no Hall of Famer. But come April, I know I'll miss Tim Wakefield. Knowing that middle-aged men everywhere are harboring dreams that they could
up there pitching just like Timmy Wakefield. Commentator Jeremy Bernfeld. Stay with us, Red Sox fans and Radio Boston fans, because up next, American 20 and 30-somethings are moving back home with Mom and Dad. Why? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. There are 18-year-old people who might have been born when a night game was pitched by Timmy Wakefield.